because genocide against native people is still going on today all over the world.
Native Solidarity News. It's about you, too. CKUT, CKDU, CFBEX, CFUV, CHFN, CHLY, CHMA, CHSR, CJLY, CJSF, CJSW, Radio 90.
Based on land. Land is the basis of all independence.
Welcome once again to Native Solidarity News. Native Solidarity News is a national radio service and part of an international network of information and action in support of Indigenous peoples' survival and dignity. We are all volunteers committed to promoting Native self-determination, culturally, economically, spiritually, and otherwise. Produced at CKUT Community Radio since 1996, NSN is now also broadcast on over 20 stations across occupied Canada. We try to make each 60-minute program as welcoming and challenging to someone who has never heard of the issues as it is to a weekly listener. Each week you tune in for news and in-depth feature, and this week we will hear a collection of documentaries that will speak to being Native and being homosexual or two-spirited. So that will be coming right up. So now we have some pretty exciting news coming from Bolivia. There's lots of news going out about this. Some of the news that I grabbed and am copying and reading over the airwaves comes from the International Herald Tribune, the Socialist Worker Online, the Cyber News Media, Associated Press, and the UK Observer has a pretty solid article on what's been happening there. So for 3 weeks now, Bolivia has been paralyzed by blockades and protests, an uprising that forced the president to resign last week. The protesters, primarily indigenous peoples, were in a showdown with the International Monetary Fund and companies like British Gas, Repsol of Spain, and Brazil's Petrobras that have already invested billions of dollars in exploration, extraction, and expropriation. Many are calling developments of the past several years in Bolivia a war against globalization, but in fact, this is more of a struggle over who has power there. 6 years ago, a mass movement successfully reversed water privatization. The popular rising in Cochabamba drove out the multinationals, and today water is distributed by an elected board of management. That victory marks the beginning of a new movement of resistance in Latin America's poorest country. The struggle developed from there on several fronts. The coalition that had successfully driven out the multinational water companies inspired a new coalition to nationalize Bolivia's oil and gas. Now, international news claims that the current uprising is for the nationalization of gas. Though really for my money, I would doubt that the indigenous majority is interested in any artificial statehood claiming control over their oil. In any event, the last of the more than 70 roadblocks remaining around Bolivia's main city, La Paz. They were lifted last Sunday, allowing fuel into the city for the first time in weeks. This move follows a truce from indigenous protesters ahead of a meeting on Sunday with the new president. The firebrand protest leader and former coca leaf farmer, Evo Morales, declared a truce, temporary truce, a 10-day temporary truce, Friday with authorities. Morales said that he was consulting with other opposition leaders on whether to end the daily marches, strikes, and sit-ins that had collapsed the government of the former protest, of the former president. Again, there's lots of news going on about this. Hopefully in the coming weeks, we'll be able to play a longer feature dealing with kind of more of the intricacies of the story. But in the meanwhile, you can visit some of these websites for regular updates if you have access to the internet. And so some of these websites are bolivia.indymedia.org. If you speak Spanish, or can speak translated Spanish, or you can visit the website www.zmag.org or zmag.org, which has a special section on the current situation in Bolivia. The next piece of news comes from a press release. While Chilean ex-minister of the Interior assumes the post of Organization of American States, the OAS, Chile's indigenous Mapuche bring their case to that same organization, accusing the Chilean government of human rights violations. Having exhausted resources for the Mapuche leader's defense, the denunciation is being presented before the OAS with the objective of asserting Mapuche authority and securing an end to the use of anti-terrorism legislation against the Mapuche people. The denunciation before the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, the CIDH, is brought on behalf of 71 leaders of different Mapuche organizations and territorial identities. The majority of the organizations are associated with the coordinating group of organizations and territorial identities. For the Mapuche organizations, the denunciation is being made because the anti-terrorism legislation, which has repeatedly been applied against the Mapuche, presents a permanent threat to the Mapuche people. The denunciation also demands that the Chilean government terminate all current prosecutions of Mapuche activists accused under this unjust anti-terrorist legislation. Of course, in the previous weeks, we've heard over NSN about the harassment of Mapuche organizers about this anti-terrorist legislation being used carte blanche to lock up and criminalize dissent and the growing numbers of Mapuche political prisoners. There's actually folks organizing in Montreal to support the Mapuche political prisoners. The group is called CAPMA. You can find information about them by visiting the website clac.tactic.org, and you can write to those folks for more information about CAPMA. This press release came from another website, mapuexpress.net. That's mapuexpress.net. And so just to bring this kind of news a little bit closer to home, the Mapuche Nation Collective Oki Nahuel, which is based in the traditional coast Salish territory, otherwise known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, are preparing for the second International Indigenous Youth Conference, which will be happening this summer. Just recently they received news that one of the delegates that was to represent the Mapuche Nation, Pedro Saikue Milakue, at the conference, was unbelievably and questionably arrested and jailed as he left his hometown in the south of Chile. We have been informed that the order of arrest warrant was on the basis that he had not paid a fine imposed on him in the year 2003, which emanated from a territorial dispute between Mapuche communities attempting to recover ancestral lands and large landowners in the south of Chile. Incredibly and ironically, he was charged with usurping lands and cover-up of information. Recently, the Chilean government has been applying a series of so-called anti-terrorist laws, the internal security law of the state, as it is known, against any Mapuche communities or individuals that became involved in the occupation of ancestral lands without so-called government permission. His legal aide has informed the organizers that he will be in jail for 40 days. To add insult to injury, his arrest comes only hours after the birth of his first daughter. So this is affecting affecting folks all over, it's real, right? Anyway, organizers of this conference that'll be happening in Coast Salish territory include Mining Watch Canada, and for more information about this conference, which should be pretty right on, you can visit the website www.miningwatch.ca. We're going to take a quick musical break, and then we'll be right back with more Native Solidarity News.